The Philadelphia School District's push to outsource substitute teaching services has come up short. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, a private firm promised to fill 90% of absences, but hasn't come close in the first week of school.
Finding enough subs has been a problem in Philadelphia for years, where the fill rate averaged about 60%. It was that number that pushed district leaders to outsource substitute services in June to the Cherry Hill-based Source for Teachers for $34 million. That group promised to lift the fill rate to more than 75% on day one and 90% by January. But so far, the fill rate has been just 11%.
I'm hopeful that the percentage increases dramatically next week, because it's been a challenge this week.
Tim McKenna is the principal of Central High School, a magnet school that typically has been able to cover 100% of its absences. On Friday, the school had seven teachers call out and zero subs to cover, which means other teachers had to scramble. So was outsourcing a bad idea?
That's basically above my pay grade. You know, I know that they partnered with this company because they have a great track record in other districts. So right now I'm trying to remain optimistic, and hopefully they come through like they've promised.
Source for Teachers says it needs 5,000 subs on standby to cover district classrooms when absences peak at 1,000 per day. Right now, it only has 300. By January, if the outside firm doesn't reach a 90% fill rate, it will face financial penalties. Owen Murphy is spokesman.
I'm not in a position to speculate on that. My hopes and intentions are certainly that we'll make that number.
Some teachers say the firm would have better luck if it paid better, particularly for retirees. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.